From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday that after 2 days of meetings, NATO members stood ready to step up military efforts against the Islamic State and held out hope of broadening cooperation between the West and Russia to end Syria's civil war.
A number of allies are already bringing more to this battle or are planning to increase their contributions. And yesterday, we also reaffirmed our commitment to maintain a persistent presence on NATO's eastern edge, deploying forces on land, sea, and air to provide assurance, as we have called it. Nothing that is offensive, but defensive, in order to strengthen people's sense of security.
Meanwhile, Germany has recently approved sending forces and material for non-combat support roles near the Middle East, and a British vote Wednesday that could authorize expanded airstrikes by that country against IS in Syria. The British Parliament is set to decide whether to take more aggressive action. Prime Minister David Cameron argues that expanding the airstrikes would strengthen Britain's security.
We should answer the call from our allies. The action we propose is legal. It is necessary, and it is the right thing to do to keep our country safe.
Cameron has said that he wouldn't seek Parliament's backing unless he was confident of getting it. Meanwhile, NATO has formally invited the state of Montenegro to join the alliance. It's the first expansion since 2009. The NATO Secretary General made the announcement on Wednesday during a NATO ministers meeting. VOA News.